Here it is.
In terms of what happens here, you guys vote yes on infrastructure, yes on spending. It goes to the Senate. They vote yes on infrastructure and say, now let's send that to Biden. But they do not vote yes on spending. What is your reaction?
Chris, my understanding is actually as soon as we vote yes on infrastructure, it goes to the president because we're going to vote on the Senate's bill. Without amendments. So that is the risk, that we vote on that, we vote on the reconciliation bill, it goes to the Senate, now the Senate has to act. I am convinced that the president will ensure that that bill passes the Senate. Now, if they make any changes, it's going to be back and forth, but the key commitment that the president has made to us is that he has the 51 votes for our key priorities, and he didn't make that commitment for months. He only made it after he thought he could get those votes. And that's why many of us are confident in that commitment.
If Terry McAuliffe loses the governor's race in Virginia, do you think it's your guys' fault?
No, I think it's the fault of the fact that the entire party couldn't come together quicker. I mean, obviously, it would have been better if we had these deals done, and we have to, as a party, think about how we can be more concerted and act more quickly. But I don't think it's any one individual's fault. I think that would be highly unfair, or one caucus's fault.
A question that, if answered honestly, will add much more gray hair to your head. Do you believe the Democratic Party would be better served in its current constitution without Pelosi and Schumer as the leaders?
No, because there is no way that anyone could navigate these slim majorities without the Speaker's experience, Schumer's experience, or Biden's experience. I'll tell you why, Chris. You know, I've been in Congress 3 terms. Pramila's been in Congress 3 terms. You know so many people. Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, they know a lot of people with relationships. Those relationships matter. So are there things that I believe a new generation are better suited for? Yes, on understanding technology, on understanding new jobs. But when it comes to passing things with a slim majority in Washington, they know what they're doing.
We'll find out. So far, and again, we're only at 1:29 Pacific time, but that's late afternoon on the East Coast, and there has been no vote on any bill related to the Biden agenda. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But they've missed deadline after deadline after deadline. Now, obviously, if they eventually pass this, nobody will remember how many times they made and broke deadlines. But I will say this. It will be interesting over the next couple of days to see what happens, because Joe Manchin is fit to be tied. He is saying no to the $1.75 trillion bill based on a lot of different things. They're trying to iron out some of them, but there's a bunch of them. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, when we come back, reaction to the Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday. And again, we had Melissa Clement on, Nevada Right to Life president. And I was so happy we had her on for her reaction. And she was like me. It was really hard to figure out just what that meant and which direction the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, that's the acronym, it was difficult to follow, which is probably why they don't televise. They let you hear the oral argument, the audio part, but they don't give you much help. Anyway, stay where you are. We'll get some. I guess you'd call it expert testimony from Jeffrey Toobin of CNN. He watched the oral arguments, and we'll find out what he thinks about that. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At a 131, just checked the incident list, and it's still showing up here. Crash, Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara, which is affecting the left lane. So you're going to want to stay to the right there on Interstate 15 southbound through the resort corridor. Also, remember, Eastern Avenue is closed at the 515 right now because of construction. Now, it's going to be that way until midnight on the 6th. So keep that in mind if you're trying to merge onto the freeway there from Eastern Avenue. And heavy flows at the moment through that construction zone. Your bumper-to-bumper 515 eastbound at Main Street. And only two lanes available, 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders activating linebacker Javon White from the injured reserve list. The former UNLV standout has been on IR all season long after he injured his knee during training camp. The Raiders have also restored safety HaHa Clinton Dix to the practice squad and released defensive back Tony Brown from the practice squad. Raiders coming off a bye week. They'll play this Sunday against the Giants, who lost to the Chiefs on Monday Night Football last night. The Vegas Golden Knights on a three-game winning streak. They're back at this evening in Toronto for a matchup against the Maple Leafs. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
How can I get new orders out on time without working overtime?
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. In-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training, because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League. every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Oh, I just love it. I was there last Sunday, and it was absolutely amazing. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I absolutely love the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'll tell you, they don't make a lot of sense a lot of the time. I for some reason, they just don't. They speak in legalese, and it's not like in plain English. Yesterday, they had the oral arguments before the Supreme Court of the United States on the Texas abortion ban. Jeffrey Toobin is a pretty smart guy. He's gotten into some personal problem trouble over the course of the last year, but his legal knowledge is second to none. This was his reaction. This is cut one, by the way. This is his reaction to the Supreme Court oral arguments on the Texas abortion ban. This was on CNN yesterday.
Even with this bizarre law, you know, which gives, as you say, a vigilante license to anyone in the United States, you know, something we've never seen, the women of Texas have been denied their rights that have been guaranteed under the Constitution for 50 years, going into a third month now. So even if this law gets struck down eventually, and even it gets sent back to the district court, this law has worked in denying women their rights, and that's chilling to think about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jeff, Senator Davis mentioned Mississippi. 1 month from today, the court's going to hear arguments in a Mississippi case asking to overturn Roe v. Wade. You predicted that kind of direct challenge would come. Do today's arguments inform anything about what may happen with the Mississippi case?
You know, I think the honest answer to that is no. This is really a this was really about the procedural aspect of the Texas law, which is so unusual. The Mississippi law is very conventional in its enforcement. It basically says the state will punish you, abortion clinic, if you conduct an abortion after 15 weeks. That you know that would be a clear violation of what the Constitution has been understood to mean since 1973. Viability is about 24 weeks. The law has said you can't ban abortion under a viability. 15 weeks is clearly unviable. So if they uphold the Mississippi law, Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land.
So there you have it. Jeffrey Toobin, CNN legal eagle. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is a Tuesday, and we're in our new time slot, and it's starting to feel comfortable now. Yesterday I was a little on edge, and you know, we were worried about everything working out with the president and with Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, did you hear that interview? That was absolutely fabulous stuff. He had him for almost a half hour, and they sounded like best buds. Which is really cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training, because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For those of you that don't know this about me, I know we have new people that are coming to the show now that we've made the move to noon till 3. My name is Kevin Wall, and for many years, I was a sportscaster. I broadcast 4 Olympic Games from places like Sydney, Australia, and Salt Lake City, and Athens, and Torino, to a nationwide audience on Westwood One. The people that bring you Monday Night Football on radio. And so I made the move after 9/11, and I just couldn't, after 9/11, keep talking about stupid things like, you know, why did the Detroit Tigers bunt in the first inning? Or, you know, why can't the Lions just run on first down? Why do they have to throw on first down all the time? I got tired of doing that. I really honestly did. And one of the things that I learned, coaches have told me this time and time again, when players have an off week, a bye week, that's bad news, because the only thing that can happen is bad. And so it is with Henry Ruggs, a wide receiver for the Raiders. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and you've heard little bits and pieces. I want to kind of broaden it out a little bit to give you a sense of what is going on out there with this. Henry Ruggs, wide receiver, and a car accident. This is serious stuff, and there's been one death in this tragedy.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's a tragedy. Someone has passed away. The driver of the Toyota RAV4, Henry Ruggs, was driving a Chevrolet Corvette. It was after 3:30 in the morning, and you know the old saying. Our parents told us a long time ago: nothing good happens after midnight. That's for sure.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And it's true.
And it's true. And Now, after this tragic accident, Ruggs remained at the site of that crash. He did show signs of impairment, and the person inside the Toyota did pass away. Now, Ruggs has retained a couple of attorneys, and they've released a statement. And here it is, word for word. It says, "On behalf of our client, Henry Ruggs III, we are conducting our own investigation as of this writing and ask everyone to reserve judgment until all the facts are gathered." Which, of course, we do. We give them the benefit of the doubt. But the bottom line is he was behind the wheel. Apparently, alcohol was involved. At least he didn't try to run. There will be consequences. And it's pretty much standard in the NFL, Kevin, that if there is any kind of discipline from the NFL, minimum would be like a two-game suspension for something like this. With the tragic death of this individual, I don't know if they're going to add on to that. Every case should be based on the merits. And I'm sure they'll take that in consideration, and it may look like Henry Ruggs may have a real legal battle ahead, let alone his NFL career.
Yeah, this is sad, and again, somebody loses their life. It impacts so many people, not just the people involved in the accident, but so many people around them. And in this case, it also impacts the National Football League and the Las Vegas Raiders. So,
and he was really coming on too as a wide receiver position. He's known as the speed guy, and the Raiders organization, they've always had that speed guy on the outside. If you remember Cliff Branch, from years ago with the Oakland Raiders, number 21, he was always the guy that would stretch the field, and whoever the quarterback might be, Daryl LaMonica or Ken Stabler or others, he was the speedster guy, and the Raiders organization recognized that with Ruggs, so they drafted him a couple of years ago.
Well, we will continue to follow this story. This is a tragedy that has taken one life and impacted the lives of a lot of other people. So we'll keep on top of this. Before we send you to break, though, I want you to hear from Ro Khanna. He is a congressman from California, the People's Republic of California. And he was on with Chris Cuomo last night talking about Democrat plans to undo the SALT tax as a part of this Biden agenda, the Build Back Broke agenda. This was Ro Khanna. This is cut number four. Was on with Chris Cuomo last night.
Bizarre law, which gives, as you say, a vigilante license to anyone in the United States. You know, something we've never seen. The women of Texas have been denied their rights that have been guaranteed under the Constitution for 50 years, going into a third month now. So even if this law gets struck down eventually, and even if it gets sent back to the district court, this law has worked in denying women their rights. And that's chilling to think about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Jeff, Senator Davis mentioned Mississippi. One month from today, the court's going to hear arguments in a Mississippi case.
Yeah, that was not Ro Khanna. We'll try and get to Ro Khanna here in just a few minutes, but that was Jeffrey Toobin. And by the way, Jeffrey Toobin is a guy that, even though he's had some personal problems that he's dealt with, that he's been in the good graces of CNN, in the bad graces of CNN, but he's a smart, smart legal guy. We'll come back. In fact, I think we have it now. This is Ro Khanna.
You guys are all talking about taxing the rich, and that's where the money's come from. Now I'm hearing that you guys are also planning on fixing, and that word should be in quotes, okay, fixing the state and local tax deductions, also known as SALT tax deductions, that Trump took away from big states like Jersey, California, and New York. And the concern is, if you do that, that until that, you know, that the SALT taxes will net to neutral the taxes on the rich. Are you considering doing that?
We are, but it would be capped, and it would help the middle class and upper middle class. Here's the basic point, Chris. You can raise taxes on people making over $10 million, and those are the ones who've had the most wealth gain. You don't have to raise taxes on people making $200,000, $250,000, especially when their tax money is going to fund public schools, going to fund public health. And so the Democrats are for the working class, middle class, and upper middle class, and we're for taxing people over $400,000, particularly the ultra wealthy.
But they, for it to be accurate, the scoring isn't done yet. They need to see what is exactly in the bill. But if you do the salt tax, they say the way it's anticipated right now, the CFSB, that, you know, the scoring agency, that, what's a scoring agency? The people who are measuring what the impact of this bill would be in terms of positive and negative tax burden says if what is planned to be in the salt bill is in there for the next 2 years, for those 2 years, you guys would not be taxing the rich. You would, in fact, be giving them a break.
I don't know how they're defining the rich. I mean, with the surtax, certainly millionaires will be taxed. With the increase in the tax on enforcement, certainly the wealthy will be taxed. Now, the SALT deduction should not extend to people making over $1 million. It has to be capped what that deduction is. If we do it that way, we'll still increase taxes on the ultra-wealthy, but won't hurt the middle class and upper middle class. And that's fair. I mean, the people who need to pay the taxes are the billionaires and the ultra-millionaires.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying that you better make sure that's the way it works. Otherwise, you know, you guys are going to have some explaining to do. Because if this isn't about having the people, you know, basically like me, you know, carry their fair share, then you guys are going to get beat up on it.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Coming up, top of the hour, Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18. What does he think about the change atop the CCSD now that we know that Jesus Jara is out as CCSD school superintendent? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Noah Malgeri, business founder, engineer, international attorney, father, combat veteran, and proud patriot. America is under attack. This is an undeclared war for the heart and soul of America. Those in power are not simply incompetent. They're intentionally destroying America by selling our security and freedom to America's enemies. They're traitors, but I refuse to let them take my kids' future without giving them the fight of their lives. That's why I'm running for U.S. Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, but I need your help to get there. The broken establishment can never afford to let someone like me achieve office, because they know I will never relent and never be censored. If we are to save our republic, we must only support candidates who publicly pledge the following 4 things. To hold the criminals responsible who orchestrated the election coup of 2020. To remove the fake president from office and prosecute him for treason. To hold China accountable for COVID. And to pause all immigration until the wall is complete. Please learn more and donate at noahfornevada.com. That's Noah Malgeri at noah4nv.com. Paid for by Noah for Nevada.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily. as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely